Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Now, take five.
What started out as a couple of new friends just painting the audio canvas in a home studio out of Belton, Missouri back in April of 2011 has turned into what is now the 700th episode of Neon Jazz Radio, covering the best of every corner of the jazz universe that we can possibly uncover. Matching John Christopher, lifelong radio host and engineer, and the author of the wondrous Neon Beat, and your host here that was a recovering radio guy with no real intentions on getting back into the airwaves. But I needed two things, John Christopher and jazz.
I thought you were going to say friends.
And some other special ingredients were sprinkled within, and here we are, 10 years later, and the first song on this ceremonial ride into the jazz is one of my favorites to come out of last year, the pandemic year on Earth. It's the David Angel Jazz Ensemble, a 13-piece jazz band and an audio-rich Los Angeles-based outfit with the song L.A. Mysterioso off a great two-disc set called Out on the Coast. And we did catch up with David and veteran tubist and composer Jim Self to talk about this particular album. This is what David had to say.
This is a question that I've had before, and I can't really quite find the words for it, but the direction of my feeling is toward letting each piece evolve by itself, kind of know what's happening as it goes along. My reaction to some of the old friends I've had who listen, they say you can't hear it the first time because you don't know which piece you're in. It changes tempo or mood so quickly.
And as we make our way through the 700th hour of music, I will be profiling some big names in jazz I've spoken with over the last number of months. A spectacular collection of cats looming large here in this 2021 world of ours. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has been home to this here little jazz show and a town that nightly provides the best in jazz. And underneath me here, you can hear the world waking up. We caught Rod Fleeman's trio at the Green Lady Lounge on May 8th, 2021, and it all came right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a world waking up from a slumber, ready to swing. Our next song comes from a relative unknown, but a very well-traveled 94-year-old saxophonist and composer out of New York, Mr. Vinnie Riccitelli. This guy?
Well, we've had a lot of time to sit around here in this COVID atmosphere. It's been one of the good things about it, I've said before. We're locked up.
Yeah.
It's lots of things will brew.
Absolutely.
While you're holed up.
And so speaking of, this is probably something that was a product of that. Vinny is joined by his octet on one of the most surprisingly cool CDs to come out last year. And it's a song summing him up, Mr. Lucky, off the album For the Record. And we caught up with Vinny. Have a listen.
Yo, I spent my whole life making my living doing my hobby. Are you kidding? Happy? Yeah. I don't regret one minute of it, even with the rotten band that I would have to play with occasionally, you know, because it would be over at the end of the night. Thank you. I'm Vinnie Richicelli. I'm an alto sax player, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio.
That was a cut off the original LP from 1958 with the Westchester Workshop. That was the tune Key Chain. So Vinnie started to play at the age of 15 and spent his life dedicated to it. He was so busy over the years performing. This latest CD is the only one that he has ever put out since his original in 1958. And in several conversations we had with Neon Jazz, we had to know how he came up with such a unique voice or sound, and this was his answer.
I don't know. I never wrote anything till I was 30 years old.
Our next cut on this 700th show comes from singer and lyricist Mark Winkler, teamed up with veteran pianist and composer, a favorite of John Christopher's, Mr. David Benoit.
You bet.
Yes. Both stars in the world of jazz, and on this album, they pay homage to their 37 years of friendship. And it's a 2021 LP called Old Friends, and here's the tune, I've Got Just About Everything. And as we get into it, they explain how the idea of this album became a reality.
We had a wonderful dinner, and then we went over to the piano afterwards, and started singing, and somewhere in the middle of Shadow of Your Smile, David looked at me and said, why don't we do an album?
Mountains in May 1, and what is really a boon? I like the human race when I say just about everything. I mean, I must admit, one thing I need is missing. I'm not complaining with or without it. I still got what I've got. But you could better my lot with some of your hugging and kissing. That's what I'm missing. Just say those words I long to hear you say. Then my life will be complete, full to the top. And I'll share all my treasures, riches and pleasures, making the two of us one. That's all that need be done, just say you'll be my own, my one and only one. And I can say I've got everything I need. Set the scene and make it a marvelous bit. I've got barrels of laughter and hope ever after. And though I don't like to boast, shucks, baby, I've got it. I've got just about everything there is to make this hers and his a terrific affair. I've got dewdrops and oceans and all kinds of notions. And since I dig you the most, I've got the urge to share. Oh, I have just about everything. I know for sure by now I really need what's lacking. Hot diggy diggy, I feel so wiggy, I could fly to the moon. Compose a beautiful tune to tell you how I adore you and I implore you. I could go on just as I am year after year. Yet with that one thing more, I will reach the divine. I'll have you and hold you now that I've told you. Please make a positive sign saying that you'll be mine and we'll have everything. Oh, how my heart will sing when I can say I've got everything. I've got everything. I've got everything I need.
Hi, this is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mm-hmm.
From the heavyweight champion of the jazz world and always the coolest cat in the room, leading his trio Tapestry, that's veteran musician Joe Lovano with the song Dream On That off the 2021 CD Garden of Expression. Joined by pianist Marilyn Crispell and percussionist Carmen Castaldi. They were in Lugano, Switzerland when they did this, and together they made magic. And we had several conversations with the great Joe Lovano over the quarantine, and he was always real and triumphant about jazz. Have a listen.
Hopefully the music is going to be stronger because musicians are going to have a lot of time to practice and play and develop ideas. So this is a real soul-searching moment and a very defining moment in our history.
We continue the string of strong jazz cats on this hour together, one I am always thrilled to present to you. From the former Oscar Peterson Quartet member who presents his first studio album in 25 years, this is the great Canadian jazz guitarist Lorne Lofsky with the tune Seven Steps to Heaven off the 2021 CD. The song is new, and as we do, he talks about this ride in jazz.
I guess through a lot of determination and a lot of hard work, I wound up having some incredible opportunities through the years, playing with Oscar Peterson and the great Ed Bickert, who was one of my mentors on guitar, and Chet Baker and you know, a whole bunch of other people. So it's been a great journey, you know, and I guess in part, I mean, some of those opportunities, some of it's timing and some of it is people sort of recognize whatever skill set you happen to have, and it's been a great ride so far. And we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody out there. I hope you can dig Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Steve Slagle. Hope you're digging Dedication, my new one, and all the great music that's played on Neon Jazz. Keep listening.
That was one of the nicest and most prolific names in jazz, a torchbearer of the history, but also a man defining right now. That was the veteran jazz superstar Steve Schlegel with the song Who Compares to You off his latest 2021 CD, Nascentia. And the album title is defined as the bringing forth of something with future potential, or simply birth. It is the hope that this recording helps to musically herald a new beginning to our world here in 2021. And Steve is a great author of that. We caught up with him and he elaborated on the power of music.
Hibernation, or whatever they kind of call it, you know, lockdown. That was a year ago. You know, that song came out and it really made me realize the power of music, because I really started playing right away, but I was, you know, playing alone instead of playing with my group or my drummer, Jason Tiemann. That all stopped. And so when I wrote the first song, it actually made me feel more uplifted, and kind of playing it made me feel better, because it was like something new had come into the world.
From the prolific, personable, and brilliant guitarist Lyle Workman, we go next. From a cut off his latest 2021 CD, Uncommon Measures, joined by a 63-piece orchestra.
Whoo!
Alive.
Yeah, out to spend a little money that evening,
I'm
guessing.
Right. And during a time when it's almost impossible to get a few people in the room.
Yeah, really.
Man alive.
Think about that. Yeah, well, how would you get a full ensemble in a studio anyway if, let's say, you had to, say, every couple of seats?
Yeah, I know.
You know.
So they had to rent the Hollywood Bowl for 63 people. Oh, man.
Talk about isolation.
Oh, my. So it's almost overwhelming the amount of cats on this. And this is the tune, Our Friendship, as we go listen to Lyle talk about the impact of being around legends. He's been around plenty.
Well, the helping really comes from watching people work and just seeing how they do what they do and being part of that. That's more of that than it is an actual mentoring or being taken under someone's wing. That was never really the case. but more just learning from watching people work and being part of the scene.
My name is Art Hirahara, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the modern jazz piano star Art Hirahara with the title track off his 2021 CD Balance Point. And this is a cat that I spent years trying to interview, and we finally had the chance to do it. It was all that I expected, if not more, and he talked about the importance of what we all miss these days, live music.
It made me really realize how visceral the music is and how vital that instantaneous connection is in order to create jazz and improvisation, live improvisation. That really hit home to me how live music is such an important part of my life.
From the apex of improvisation, fueled by the pandemic and a need to connect and simply make music, here's a combination of bassist Mark Helias and soprano saxophone star Jane Ira Bloom with the tune Traveling Deep off the 2021 collaboration Some Kind of Tomorrow. And as we do, Jane's another interview that we always wanted to have, and we talked to her, and she opened up about music.
Just like you said, Joe, music always finds a way. Musicians always, improvisers always seem to find a way. And so that's what this is about, really.
This is Art Franks. Listen to, you know, Neon Jazz, Joe DiMino. If cool is swinging.
We'll be right back.
That was the always fresh, intuitive, and prolific alto saxophonist and flautist, Mark Lewis, joined by his quartet with the song The Seven Angels, off a reissue of Naked Animals circa 2021. He revisits a chapter from his own music history that was originally recorded back in 1990, and I spoke at length with this Washington native. It's my longest interview ever, over 2 hours, and he opened up about music and survival. He's raw, and he tells it like it is.
Main thing is we have to survive. It's not going to be comfortable to survive. That's the whole thing. The sooner that we start to understand this, the less suffering there will be, I think. That's why I chose to be a musician. Really, the decision was based on how much can I grow as an individual to be the best individual I know and fulfilling my life.
Our final cut on the 700th hour of Neon Jazz comes from a gem, one of the greatest friends of Chet Baker and a very accomplished bop drummer, composer, and author, Mr. Art Frank. He opened up about his good friend Chet during a recent interview. Have a listen.
Honestly, I remember saying something, I'll never forget. He says, most people like to BS. He could not stand man's inhumanity to a fellow man. He could not understand that. There was a sadness about Chet that was in his face always, and until he smiled.
And here he is with the Chet Baker Quartet at the Kit with the tune Milestone circa 1980 live in New Haven, Connecticut at Burnin' at Backstreet. This kid from a small paper mill town in Westbrook, Maine, went on to an amazing life in jazz. Art talked about his legacy. Have a listen.
It doesn't matter, Joe. I mean, I think what matters is I have faith in God and Jesus Christ. That's one of the things. But as far as being remembered, I helped other people out. That's the guy who helped, you know, cared about helping other people out, the poor, indolent.
For the 700th time, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the reason you were hearing the show. Words will never express my gratitude. He's always been a friend. He's stood at my side at my wedding, and he's been the biggest supporter of this little here jazz show. And I thank him profoundly. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
You're entirely welcome, and the pleasure has been all mine, man.
All right. So, after 700 shows, if you got something to say, say it. We're here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, until 701. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.